Now it says that God dealt to every man the measure of faith. What does dealt mean? To give one their portion. And the measure is an adequate portion. It's an adequate amount. Now you got to think about it. This big glob of faith right here, God gave each and every one their portion, and it was an adequate amount. Amen. Each and every one, when you said, "Lord, I believe that Jesus died on the cross," you said the sinner's prayer, and you got saved, God gave you your portion. Now look right here. Now we got to understand something. Turn to Mark 11, chapter 20, verse 22. Mark chapter 11, verse 22. Still in the King James. Now listen to what it says. It says, "And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God." Now in the Greek, it says, have the faith of God. Amen. So what we got to understand that God have the faith of God, or have God's faith, or use God's faith. We got to understand when you got your measure, the same faith that God used to raise Jesus from the dead, the same faith that God used to create the universe, the same faith that God used to part the Red Sea, the same faith that God used to create the elephants and the giraffes and the mountains and the protons and neutrons and the particles and the sun and the stars and the and dirt and trees, that same faith that God used, he said, "I'm going to give you a portion of my faith." He said, the measure of faith. So you got to understand, you ain't got your faith. God gave you his faith. You got, y'all ain't hear me, you got his faith. My Lord, his faith. So when God said, monkey be, God's faith made that monkey. Amen. When God said, elephant be, God's faith made that elephant. It made that elephant. Amen. So God gave you his faith, and the faith that God has, there is no limit to his faith. Amen. God created light. He separated from darkness. Amen. He created land and water. He separated it all. God's faith created everything that we see. Amen. And you got to think about it. When we say my faith and use your faith, you got to understand it's on a whole nother level. The creator of the universe, you have his faith. That measure, that portion that you have, is God's faith. He said, I'm gonna reach from inside of me and give you my very own faith. This, what I'm about to give you, I created everything with it. This that I'm about to give you and put and give you your portion, I created the whole universe. I made the sun stand still. I breathe life into man. Now I'm gonna give you. Let me take it out of me. I'm going to give you a portion of my faith. We walking around God's faith. Y'all understand what I'm saying? We walking around more powerful than we know. We got God's faith. God's faith. We walking around with all this power. Can change our life, the life of our family, run sickness out of our house, make debt get scared and just run away. Amen. We're walking around with God's faith and don't realize what we have. Amen? Now listen. It says, God says in Ephesians 2 and 8, turn to it real quick. Okay, yeah. Ephesians 2, there we go. "For by the grace are ye saved through faith, And that not of yourself, but it is the gift of God." This faith that God gave you, it's a gift. Now, he got three gifts in here: grace, salvation, and faith. All those are gifts, but we're talking about the measure of faith. It's a free gift. Free gift that he gave to you and me. Amen? So you got to understand this. You're not working to, you work your faith, but you got to understand, you don't get into works stressing yourself. No, you just rely on and use God's faith. Amen. You're not doing it in your power. Amen. You got the creator's faith. He gave you a portion of himself. Amen. Now, your measure of faith strong. What will your measure of faith do? Let me tell you something. Your measure of faith is enough to bring you victory in every single area of your life. That's just how strong your measure is. Amen. Your measure of faith is so powerful, it can pluck a mountain up and cast it into the sea. Amen. Turn to Matthew 17:20. Matthew 17:20. Let's look at it. All right, this is what it says. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, but verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Now, in Mark, it says that mountain, when you speak to that mountain, it'll pick itself up and cast itself into the sea. Amen. So your faith is so strong. This met God's faith now. It is so strong, it can move a mountain. Boy, y'all better hear what I'm saying now. It can move a mountain. And then he said, and nothing shall be impossible to you. No thing shall be impossible to you. Man, we've been crying too long over that $120 phone bill. Lord, I mean, up at night, I got to pay them to cut my phone. Lord, I need. And your faith strong enough to move a mountain, glory to God. Woo! Your faith so strong, it's so big. We've been believing for too little, glory to God. Turn to Luke chapter 17. Let's start at verse 5. Chapter 17, look at it. And the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. Verse 6. And the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamore tree, be thou removed and be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey. Now the key words I want to focus on, if you have faith as a grain of mustard, or if you have faith as a seed, you plant the word into your heart. If you have faith as a seed, you can say, and it will obey. Amen. You got to understand, this faith that we have, there is no limit to this faith. There's no limit to its power. Amen? Now, we understand that when God used his faith made the world. Amen? When God used his faith made man. When God used his faith made the Red Sea depart. Amen? So turn to Matthew chapter 9, verse 22. Watch this. All right, but Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee. Now, I'm going to stop right there. Now, her faith in her present situation, her faith made her whole. Her faith made her whole. Now, God's faith made what? The world. When he used God's faith, made the sun. His faith made the moon, made the water, come on, made everything that we see. In her situation, her faith made her what? Whole. Now, what do you need your faith to make made you? Amen. Y'all get that, made you? Amen. What do you need your faith to make you? Amen. My faith made me rich. Come on, somebody. Come on with me. Go with me now. My faith made me well. Amen. My faith made me a job if I needed it. Amen. My faith made me the money to pay my phone bill, pay my light bill. My faith made me debt free. Come on. What do you need your faith to make you? Amen. What do you need? What do you need it to do? I'm telling you, we got the creator of the universe, faith. I mean, we got it right here on the inside. We're using his faith. Whenever we get ready to believe for something, we're using his faith. You got to understand, there's no limit to it. That's why he said nothing. He said nothing. Nothing shall be impossible to you. Amen. Nothing. You know what? You need to meditate that. You need to meditate till it becomes alive on the inside of you. Meditate it over and over and over. Amen. Now watch this. Turn to. Your measure of faith is enough to do whatever it's called to do. Amen.